Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
Well, Peter, as you know, has called Christ a stone. First of all, in chapter 4, or verse 4 rather, of chapter 2, a living stone. And now, expanding upon that theme, two verses later, he calls him the cornerstone. And in calling him the cornerstone, he is quoting from the Old Testament scriptures. He is linking Jesus of Nazareth, the Messiah, with the Messiah prophesied by the Old Testament prophets, such as Isaiah and other prophets. And he is saying he is that cornerstone that Isaiah told about in Isaiah 28 and verse 16. So that when we come to Jesus Christ, we are coming to the cornerstone that Isaiah spoke about. This is a cornerstone promised in Scripture, a cornerstone prepared by God, and a cornerstone that is secured by faith. And so that's what we're going to be looking at on this Friday, August 30. We're grateful for your joining us, and we are so thankful for those listeners whose financial gifts keep us airing on this station. All right, we're looking at verse 6 of chapter 2. And Peter says, therefore, it is also contained in the Scripture, and now he quotes from Isaiah 28:16, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he who believes on him will by no means be put to shame. I could now turn back to Isaiah 28 and read the exact wording there, which is not exactly the same as you find it in 1 Peter chapter 2. But, of course, we're dealing with translation issues, for one thing. In 1 Peter 2, we have a translation of the Greek language that Peter wrote in. In Isaiah 28, we have the translation, the English translation, of the Hebrew that Isaiah wrote in. And so it's not surprising if it doesn't come out exactly the same. But here's what it says in Isaiah 28:16. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion a stone for a foundation, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. Whoever believes will not act hastily. So we have a cornerstone prepared by God. Actually, Peter is quoting this text from the Septuagint translation of Isaiah 28:16. The Septuagint was the Greek language translation of the Old Testament Hebrew Scriptures. And you following me? The New Testament was written in Greek, but Jesus and all the apostles, when they quoted from the Old Testament, quoted from the Greek Old Testament, the Greek translation of the Hebrew Scriptures, which makes sense if you're writing in Greek. It makes sense if you're speaking in Greek. In other words, they didn't attempt to translate it anew, afresh. They didn't, thankfully, they didn't quote it in Hebrew. That wouldn't help us. We don't understand Hebrew. And they didn't attempt to translate it anew every time. They just quoted, they used the Old Testament Bible that they used. They quoted, I should say, the Old Testament Bible, which they used, just like you and I do. We quote the English Bible that we use. It is not the exact words that Peter spoke or Peter wrote, or that Isaiah spoke or wrote. but it is the English translation, or one English translation, because, of course, we have several. But that is obviously what we use. We are English-speaking people. We use an English translation. We should always be aware that we are dealing with a translation. But it is instructive, I think, that the New Testament writers, both Jesus and the apostles, quoted the Old Testament scriptures in the common Greek translation of their day. And so Peter is quoting from the Septuagint translation of Isaiah 28:16, when he says, "Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect precious, and he who believes on him will by no means be put to shame." So if these words sound slightly different than the ones I just read from Isaiah, now you understand the reason why. But let's notice what this text tells us about the cornerstone prepared by God. It starts out by saying, "Behold, I lay in Zion." Who is the I? Well, this is Jehovah God. God is speaking, and he's saying, "I am going to do this. I am going to prepare this cornerstone." God it is who establishes this work of laying the foundation of this spiritual house, this spiritual temple, this spiritual building made up of living stones. God says, "I lay in Zion the chief cornerstone, the most important stone in this temple, this spiritual temple. Without the cornerstone, there can be no building. Without Jesus Christ doing his work, there can be no spiritual temple made up of the people of God. But God says, I'm the one who does it. God is establishing his work." Secondly, he says, "I lay in Zion a cornerstone." Now, what is a cornerstone? This is important. In constructing substantial buildings in these days, both the days of Isaiah and the days of Peter, a foundation would be dug, and then huge stones would be laid for the foundation, laid down in the excavation that had been made for the placement of the foundation. And the most important stone in the foundation was the cornerstone, because from that cornerstone, every angle for the building would be derived. That's where all the measurements were taken. So the cornerstone had to be perfect. It's a good picture of Jesus Christ, who is perfect, sinless, spotless. He was perfect in his life, and he was the cornerstone, because the cornerstone had to be as perfect as it was humanly possible to make it. Some of the other stones could be less than perfect. Their surfaces, their angles might not always be absolutely perfect, but it wasn't of great concern if they were not, if the cornerstone was, because the others could always be adjusted, corrected, particularly in the case of using mortar. You can do a little bit of sliding this way and that. I don't know if you've ever watched a stone building being constructed, or a brick building. Even a brick building, this is true, even though it's a little bit less true, because bricks tend to be more uniform than stones, but they're not all exactly the same. Ask a brick mason. He'll tell you that every brick is not exactly perfect. It's not exactly the same size. Sometimes one will be a little shorter than others. Sometimes one will be a little bit bent. I've seen bent bricks. You say, how does that happen? Well, they're made out of clay, and if they get bent when they're still moist, and then they get baked in that position, of course, you'll have a brick that is slightly bent. Can you use that in the building? Certainly, because, of course, it's laying on mortar, and so you can make the adjustments. You can put that in the building and still make the walls straight. You can make it all come out right, because you can make these adjustments. But in the building of that day, the cornerstone was expected to be perfect because, well, you put it in the corner, and out from that corner would go the measurements for the foundation in the one direction, the measurements for the foundation in the other direction. if you had a level, I don't think they had levels with bubbles in it like we have in our day, but you'd put the level on the cornerstone and make sure that the next stone was exactly perpendicular to that stone, perfectly so. It had to be. And it would be if the cornerstone was perfect. So you measure off the other foundation stones from the cornerstone, and then you just start to build up the building. You use the surfaces of the cornerstone to measure the building up, to make sure that it is rising in a perfectly perpendicular fashion. All of the measurements were taken off of the cornerstone. It was the most important stone in the whole building. And God says, I lay in Zion the chief cornerstone. God prepared the stone. God erected the stone. Erect doesn't sound like the right word. God laid the stone. That's the word that is used here. God positioned the stone. God set the stone. This is God's building, and God is going to make sure that it's right. And everything else in the building must take its measurements off of the cornerstone. Everything in the building, if I can put it this way, must be properly related to the cornerstone. Do you see how that fits in to what was saying earlier? You also, verse 5, as living stones are being built up a spiritual house, backing up to verse 4, coming to him as a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious, you also as living stones. That takes us back to the building language. A building made up of living stones, strange language, but it fits perfectly the analogy here, because we're talking about a spiritual house made up not of bricks and mortar, but of living beings. And the most important one in this building is the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the living stone, but when we come to him, we derive life from him, and we become living stones, and we are placed in the building, and every stone that's in the building must be properly related to the cornerstone, who is the living stone, who is Jesus Christ. Every stone in the building must be properly related to him. If you try to get in the building and you're not related to Christ, you don't fit, and you won't stay. It's kind of like those that Jesus talked about who try to climb in some other way. Anybody who tries to climb into the sheepfold some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. Anyone who tries to get into the building, which is the church of the living God, in some other way than being properly related to the cornerstone, is sure to be kicked out. There's only one way into the church of the living God, and that's by being properly related to the cornerstone. There's only one way to be brought into the family of God, and that's being properly related to God's Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. God has so ordained it. God so requires it. God has established how this building shall be constructed and how all the pieces will fit together and how that every piece must be properly related to his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Until next week, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.